The polls have been open for 2 hours in Missouri, 1 hour in Kansas. It is primary day on both sides of our state line, and no race getting more attention than obviously the Missouri U.S. Senate race. And yesterday we got the highly anticipated, much awaited endorsement in the U.S. Senate race from Donald Trump for Eric, all caps, singular word. Yes, just Eric. That was the endorsement. Well, let's welcome on and say hi to Mark McCloskey. He's joining us on KCMO. His name is not Eric, unless he has legally changed it since last night at about 5 o'clock. Have you? Good morning, Mark.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
What's happening? I see someone's I hear someone yelling for your autograph in the background.
Yeah, I've stopped at a gas station. We're going around from polling place to polling place, and unfortunately, I don't have an on-air light on the outside of the truck.
Well, that must feel good. It's election day. You got people screaming for your autograph. Hopefully, you know, just tell them, can I get your vote if I give you an autograph?
Well, you know, we've got a very high enthusiasm value out here. I don't know what the other candidates have, but, you know, I'm driving my wrapped vehicle around the state, and everybody's honking and giving us the thumbs up and wanting signed cards, and it's been very, very rewarding. By the way, Eric is now spelled M-A-R-K, in case your listeners need to figure out how to spell that on the, you know, when they look at their ballot. I mean, and the funny thing is, of course, despite what the national press says and the Big Eric, Little Eric, there's actually three Erics on the ballot, right?
Yes.
I couldn't find the phone number for Eric McElroy last night, but I was going to call him up and congratulate him on the president's endorsement.
Yeah, I did. Yes, there are technically three Erics on the ballot today. So, you know, Mark, I mean, you know, you are someone who has aligned yourself closely with Donald Trump and his movement. Obviously, he chose to go in another direction when it comes to his endorsement. What do you make of that, and how does it impact your campaign today on Election Day?
Well, you know, the real world is that the forces that represent Eric Greitens and Eric Schmidt have been marshaling their energies against around President Trump. I mean, haranguing him on a daily basis to support him and lobbying and lobbying and lobbying. Now, I've not done that. I mean, I figure that Donald Trump's a big boy. If he wants to make up his mind, he'll make up his mind. But I got to tell you that his endorsement of Eric, I think, is a real boon to our campaign. I think it's going to split the Eric vote and leave some room down the middle for us. You know, I don't know who they're asking in these polls, but every place we go, and in the last, we've hit so many county fairs and so many parades. We did Greene County and Pike County and St. Charles County and Gasconade County just in the last 4 days. And every place we go, we have almost unanimous support, and it's been really, really gratifying. I'm very optimistic.
Mark McCloskey on KCMO. You know, Mark, you have done, I've said it many times, but I'll say it again, you have done more of those grassroots events. You have been to more grassroots events and made more grassroots stops than anybody in this race. I don't think it's probably all that close here over the last 12 months or so. So, I mean, what are these pollsters missing? I mean, all these people that get paid enormous amounts of money to be experts in this, they show you barely making a dent.
Yeah, and I don't know who they ask, but I have this tendency to believe that our core supporters are the kinds of people that don't necessarily cooperate when people call up and say, hey, would you like to take a poll? I think they're, it was Ronald Reagan that called them the silent majority to begin with, and I think that's generally true. I mean, I had to, right before you guys called in, I had a fellow pull up on the other gas station here, start chatting with him. He's walking by right now. We were over in the Catawissa polling place a few minutes ago. Had four different people come over and tell us we had their vote. And of course, a young lady shouting for an autograph right when you guys signed on, or I signed on. And so I don't know who they're asking, but we see an awful lot of support on the ground.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say, you know, I don't have any billionaires pumping millions of dollars into super PACs. I don't have any TV advertising. But I think that the message of just an ordinary guy who's got fed up with what's going on and decided to put the rest of his life on hold and try to save this country. No super PACs, no billionaires, no lobbyists, no general consultants, just a guy and his wife who just decided that this country needs some help and we're going to do it.
Just, you know, Mark, final pitch here. Remind people over the next couple of minutes, you know, what it is your campaign has been about, what the issues are that you want to make sure the people of Missouri are thinking about. when they get out to the polls today and they go vote, and consider Mark McCloskey, which is now spelt A, or I guess Eric, which is now spelt M-A-R-K. Go ahead.
Exactly. Well, here's the thing. You got your choices. Eric Greitens was a Democrat and a globalist up until 2016 when he put his fingers in the wind and decided the wind was blowing to the right. Eric Schmidt, when he was in the Missouri Senate, was considered the ninth Democrat. He voted to spend $480 million of our money on a China hub in St. Louis, voted to have the Chinese communists buy property, buy farmland in Missouri. I have been a rock-solid, absolute constitutional conservative Republican my whole life. I've never wavered. I've never been a politician. I'm just one ordinary guy that's made a decision to spend the rest of his life trying to pull back our constitutional freedoms. Our country is so close to being lost. Our basic freedoms are so close to being extinguished forever that if we don't save this country right now, we'll never get it back. And that's why I decided that no matter what, we're gonna do this. And by the way, this is just a campaign for the Senate. This battle for the future of our country will continue no matter what happens in this election. It'll be a lot easier for me to help if I'm in the Senate, but we're going to continue this battle regardless.
He is Mark McCloskey. He is on your ballot today. It has been great to have him on the show the last several months. So appreciate him being here, doing one of our Politics in the Pints events as well. Mark McCloskey on KCMO. Mark, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. And we're number 10 on the ballot, halfway down. There's 21 of us, but I'm number 10 on the ballot. And that's Eric, spelled M-A-R-K.
There you go. Mark McCloskey on KCMO Talk Radio. Famous last words. Eric spelt M-A-R-K.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.